Ophelia in the Abyss. It's not the drink that knocks me out, it's the swallow, the anesthetized gulp of wave after wave. The neon orange fluid like something out of a dentist's office, but tasteless save the metallic tinge of oxygen. Usually, only the dead know how many swallows it takes to get to the center, fill the lungs, drown, not sleep, but a flailing before the body convulses upon itself like a sea worm on a dock in July. But I know now too, and I can tell you, no more seams. Put your hand to my throat and count the rhythmic contractions of those delicate rings. 1, 2, 3, 4. You count, I've done this before, this reverse of birthing, this ingestion so one can live at great depths, not give at every step. FBS, or fluid breathing system, was developed by the U.S. Navy in an attempt to put live divers at unprecedented depths. An oxygenated fluorocarbon emulsion that can be breathed, it not only serves as a substitute for traditional scuba equipment, but also puts internal pressure on the lungs, which keeps them from collapsing. See, we, Hamlet and I, had many babies and hid them in the castle. When the king's men went to retrieve my father's body, one even crawled out from beneath the stairwell. He'd been suckling at the wound. Attention to feedings was never my strength, and scrambled over to the curtains to wipe his mouth, then disappeared. Their names? Why, Rosemary, Pansy, Fennel, and Columbine. Rue, Daisy, Flopsy, Mopsy, and Indigo. Equally boys' and girls' names all. But once Hamlet became more bent on revenge than bottle feeding or nappy changing, I, too, gave them up to run wild in the castle, surviving on the odd drop tart or drumstick, cute begging tricks or lichen when desperate. Most will make it given my sturdy servant to the king's stock and their father's wits. And I, rejected and rejecting, must go to the abyss and defuse the nuclear warheads accidentally sent to destroy peaceful, amorphous aliens. Yesterday, unnamed sources leaked that a U.S. Navy nuclear submarine had sunk into the Challenger Deep of the Marianas Trench, where sites of luminous bodies were being investigated as a possible alien conspiracy to steal our valuable technology. The Navy is denying the report, and related rumors that they would solve the issue with a tactical nuclear strike, which some fear might set off earthquakes and tsunamis. You thought I'd really drown? With a dress like that, I could have hidden enough oxygen to swim underwater to the Baltic Sea. But all I had to make was the zodiac around the bend where Navy SEALs, strong, decisive men, waited with towels, hot coffee, and a life suit. Orange, unfortunately, not my best color. And damn if they didn't turn away when I changed. But no one stared or blushed either. A strange new space, that liminal not object, but not quite subject. They whisked me to a helicopter, which flew me here, and now, high-tech helmet on and bitter, oxygenated drink swallowed, I'm the center of attention, unknown agent, expendable, traceless, going to the abyss. My reasons differ from theirs. Secret mission to myself. The frequency and use of X or unknown agents is difficult to discuss by its very design. But historically known examples that involve such operatives include the invasions of North Africa and Normandy in World War II, and the overthrow of numerous communist regimes in Central and South America in more recent times, showing their vast historical and political puissance. The dive suit is filled with heated water like the tropics in a castle. My head is screwed on tight, my lungs full of elixir, and I step into the lighted circle of water inside the Navy submersible, on the edge of the trench, and sink. More weighted than buoyant, more toothed whale than woman, the hair above my sex becoming seaweed as I descend. There is the sensation of falling, yes, and the pressure does increase. My temples ache, my arms and legs feel as if a million rasping hagfish feed there. I pass out at one point and wake to the still, slow-motion fall. H, I never loved you either, is the bell that rings in my head, answered by the antiphony, Father, go suck the king's cock. Suddenly, I'm more me than ever, and never more alone or distant from the light. I'm mollusk and under my tongue, the pearl for which I've traded the world. Still denying the rumors of a nuclear submarine's encounter with aliens in the Pacific, The Navy maintained that its invasion of the volcano islands was protective in nature and designed to strengthen, not undermine, U.S.-Japan relations. Sure, I defused the warheads, save the one I put in my pack, greeted the aliens, not nearly as interesting as me, who is seemingly solid but amorphous in reality, as opposed to their on-the-sleeve fluidity, and pulled the cord to inflate the vest that hugged my chest and brought me back. I even held on to a buff sailor as I coughed the fluid out of my bruised lungs and shuddered through to the respiration of air. Then I noticed the sailor had breasts and commanded a nearby man to fetch me a blanket, and I thought the descent had changed something. But there were queens in my time, women who held enormous influence on the court, and here power was the ability to command a man who would later scan the implanted breasts and shaved pubes of glossy female forms while in the head. Ah, to Elsinore, I'm as good as dead, and the confines of this fucking sub hurt my head. I, Ophelia of the Abyss, pearl of wisdom in my mouth and nuclear warhead in my pack, will ditch this vessel at first port, commandeer a low-drawing sloop, and be three times the pirate Blackbeard or John Avery was. My flag? Jolly Roger on a black field with Yantra of Kali behind. If you see it, tremble. I'm strong, fashionable, and mean. No mercy is best extended first to oneself, and if not, one's as good as dead. Once I have a sizable crew, I'll return to call my children to my ship, raise the cold castle, and sail to Fiji. And when I lay my children down to sleep, I'll tell them my story. The pearl and warhead will illuminate their dreams.